This is Network Africa on the BBC World Service.
And we're coming to you from Kampala in Uganda, where a fantastic major literary festival has just ended. 45 writers from 18 African countries were brought to Uganda by the British Council in a celebration of the best of the continent's writing. It was called Beyond Borders, and the array of talent included the successful and published and the young and promising who are seeking a big literary break. My colleague Catherine Fellows has been gauging the strength of the talent.
Well, it's Friday night, and I'm here in the bar of the Sheraton Hotel in Kampala. The Beyond Borders Festival of Contemporary African Writing is coming to a close, and I'm with Becky Ayabia-Clark, former editor of the Heinemann African Writers series, that very, very famous African Writers series, which so many of us lament. Since the closing of the Heinemann African Writers series, Becky has set up her own publishers. Becky, you've been here for the duration of the festival. How significant is this event?
Oh, Catherine, I think this is hugely significant. This is probably the biggest thing that's happened since the African Writer Series folded up. Obviously, the British Council must be commended. They've brought together an array of writers from across the continent. And the other thing they're doing is this wonderful Crossing Borders project, whereby they are matching budding African writers with established English writers as a way of mentoring them and helping them to shape and guide their work. They're helping to nurture the future writers of African fiction and making it possible for Africans to come together and dialogue about where African literature and African writing is going.
What was your overriding impression at the end of this intense three-day festival? Do you feel that the future of African writing is in safe hands?
Oh, I think the last 3 days has opened the door, certainly, to the most exciting new writing and new emerging writers coming from Africa. I have had the privilege of doing workshops with some of the most interesting, highly charged and highly articulated writers coming from Africa. And you know, what is exciting, Catherine, is the fire in their eyes. They're excited and they want to write. And I think that, for me, says something about the future of African writing. In spite of the problems, I think the tension and the problems actually is giving them more determination to keep on writing. These new writers don't have the baggage of their forebears, and they are concerned with things like language and the use of language, and writing about their own generational themes. This is where African writing is at, and this is where it should be. It's very exciting times. I'm very excited.
You're a publisher. You're used to spotting talent. Who here has really caught your eye? Who are we going to be hearing about in the future?
One or two writers, very young, up and coming, very confident, brilliant, experimenting with new forms, have caught my eye. One of them is a Zimbabwean writer called Blessing Musariri. And the other person that's caught my eye as well is Chris Mlalazi, another Zimbabwean. And lastly, a Nigerian writer, very young, very confident writer, called Tolu Ogunlesi. And these are three bright young stars, as far as I'm concerned. They will travel, they will go far.
Well, I'm pleased to say that over the next few weeks on Network Africa at the weekend, we're going to be hearing extracts from the writing of these three budding talents, as well as some of the other up-and-coming writers who've been featuring here in Kampala. Becky Clark, thank you very much indeed.
Catherine, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Indeed, and we've actually got a treat in store for you this morning, because we have two published writers with us on the programme, novelist Beatrice Friembime of Cameroon and Wampembe Lakonde of Zambia. Now, he's responsible for this short poem, which I'll read. The Hippo. A hippo in the borrowed boots of an elephant. An unfinished tale, like the finished village broom, hanging between wrinkled thighs. Did that tickle your fancy? Or what would you like to tell us about writing and publishing on the continent?